Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our next guest company recently received a $250,000 investment from SC Launch and an invitation to show off their technology at the Amazon Web Services Life Sciences Summit, all because of their software platform that tests and monitors patients with lung disease. Amanda Clark is CEO and founder of PulmanAge, and she joins us by phone from the company's headquarters in Columbia. Amanda, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here.
So congratulations on this investment from SC Launch. Tell us more about your company.
Yeah, so PulmanAge is a digital healthcare company. We're working to develop a predictive software platform to really revolutionize the way that we deliver respiratory care, understanding biomarkers and lung function, and to be able to remotely diagnose and then monitor for significant change. We're utilizing some technology on the back end to look at setting patterns and how to come to a forecasting equation.
And so tell us how it got started.
Well, my background is actually clinical. I'm a respiratory therapist. And so I've, over the last probably 25 years, I've seen thousands of patients with chronic lung disease. Shortly after moving to South Carolina, I started my first, it was a service-based company called Asthma ABC. I was managing pediatric asthma at the primary care level. And I had some really, a couple of patients that stumped me. I couldn't figure out what was going on with them. They had normal lung function when they came into the clinic, and they complained of a lot of symptoms. They were using excessive amounts of their rescue inhalers. And so I really just needed to have eyes and ears on them outside of the clinic where they were experiencing symptoms. And so that was where the idea for PulmanAge was really birthed. So fast forward a few years, in 2017, I had opportunity to work with the University of South Carolina for a capstone project. And my project was selected by a group of students. I worked with them for two semesters. We built kind of the proof of concept for PulmanAge. But at that time, the healthcare system was not set up for that kind of monitoring with reimbursement codes and so forth. So we took and parked that whole project for a few years. And then in 2020, I came together with some of my co-founders, and we spun this out into its own entity to really go after some NIH funding specifically to develop the technology even further.
All right. And so where are we now with this technology? Is it out there being tested? Is it being used?
Yes and yes, it is being tested, but it's also being used. So right now we have three market verticals that we plan to go into, but right now we're utilizing the tech in clinical trials, working with universities and independent researchers, and really trying to push into the biopharma community space to monitor medications when they're going through clinical trial.
And so does that mean you are out there talking to other companies that are in a similar space that you are, or to doctors and hospitals themselves?
We're not necessarily talking to doctors and hospitals right now. We're really, really working with the clinical researchers, which sometimes are doctors from hospitals. They work with universities and different like independent companies in the respiratory space.
Well, tell us about your experience at the Amazon Life Sciences Summit.
So we, our back end, our architecture is all cloud-based, and we do use AWS services for the majority of that architecture. It was a welcome surprise to me that Amazon reached out to us directly, invited me to come and network with other CEOs, other CTOs that were using their products. It really provided a great opportunity to talk to pharma folks that were bringing new therapeutic meds into the clinical research space. So an opportunity to talk with potential collaborators, potential partners, and really to get a better grip on where we are with the predictive piece of our platform and how we're going to utilize some of the tools to build guardrails and to really understand building out that forecasting model that we're working on.
Tell us what the recent investment from SC Launch, the $250,000, what that is earmarked for.
We're going to utilize those funds to further develop the platform. And we're adding three additional medical devices into the platform for further data into our set. We'll also be working with a couple of different partners, utilizing that money and understanding how we can meet their needs. And then we're using the remainder portion of that money to set up our pre-sub with the FDA.
Well, Amanda, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Mike. It's been a pleasure.
Amanda Clark is CEO and a founder at Pull Manage, based in Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear the show again. And don't miss a show by subscribing to our podcast, which you can find wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.